for any time the Air Corps, the Army, or the Naval Service are deployed in aid to the civil power, aid to the state, normally people on the ground will make a request through a local department. That request will make its way to the Department of Defence, who'll then task out the various elements in the Defence Forces. And so that's the protocol that we would have followed.
Okay, what time did you get the call yesterday, and how long did it take to get feet on the ground or helicopters into the air?
I'm not sure on the initial call to us, but I know that in the morning time at some stage there was a query about whether we could provide. At that stage, we started trying to mobilise a crew. I think it's an important thing to realise is that we don't have a dedicated fighting helicopter service. Mm-hmm. It isn't the primary tasking for the Air Corps. So what we do have, we have a dedicated aircraft in at loan. The Emergency Air Medical Service aircraft is in at loan all year round. We also have a 24/7 security aircraft, the Guard Air Support Unit. We also provide that. They are our dedicated rosters. Things that come in extraneous to that, we'd have to mobilise separately for. So that's what we did. When the task came in, we started mobilising the crew, and we had three technicians and three crew, two pilots and a crewman to come in, you know, from all around the country. When they did come in at that stage, they obviously have to prepare the aircraft. The technicians have to get it ready, the crewman has to get the kit ready, the pilots need to prepare the weather, and then all the crew will brief together, because it's quite a relatively high-risk mission to fight a fire from the air. So it's fairly involved. It isn't something that we can launch immediately, especially when we don't have the dedicated roster for it.
Once on scene, then, what is the procedure? How can the helicopter assist from the air?
So the procedure is, when we arrive on scene, the helicopter essentially has a bucket that hangs on the end of a long strap outside the helicopter. We'll go into a local water source, like the lake itself or any water source. We've used the sea in the past as well. You'll come down to it's quite a tricky little handling, but you come down to a low walking pace over the water and you fill the bucket in the water. Once you've done that, you fly away and you go out to the centre of the fire. Sometimes you'll have a member of the fire crew on the ground will come in the air with you to direct you or help. You'll fly the aircraft, usually upwind, and you'll try and pick the most effective place where you can do a drop. The pilots will fly low and will fly into the centre of the fire, and the crewman in the back has his head out looking over the water bucket, and he'll give a countdown to the exact specific time to release the valve. Once he gives that, we press a button in the front. It releases a valve, and 1,200 litres of water in a targeted stream get released down into the area. I suppose the point of this really is that two things. Because you can target specific areas, it allows us to get ahead of the fire into areas where ground crews can't access and saturate the vegetation around, which can hopefully stop the fire line from spreading. And also, it can actually drop into the centre of a fire that is in a higher ground or in a terrain that ground vehicles actually can't access. So that's the principle behind it.
Yeah, a lot of skill and coordination required then, obviously, because, I mean, you have to ensure there's no one beneath the helicopter and all that kind of stuff, as well as making sure that it's targeted in the right places.
Absolutely, yeah. And it does take, something like this isn't a service you can just do on the fly. It takes a lot of training. We are a small enough unit, but everyone in the unit is trained to do this. But it does take a lot of coordination from the front and rear. And also, I would have to say, the coordination has always been very good with the ground crews, local fire crews, because that's essential, as you say, not to drop the water on anyone on the ground, but also, you know, picking the perfect place to drop each run. We spent a little bit of time in March of this year and most of last summer around the country doing this firefighting, and the coordination is always very effective, I have to say, between ground crews and air crews.
Okay, listen, thank you very much, Captain. I appreciate you taking the call this morning.
Thanks very much.
All right, that's Captain Kevin Fitzgerald.